Hey, loves. Whew, are you feeling that like I am? There is a lot of stuff in the air this week. I don't know if it's the full moon in Libra that just happened or what it is, but there seems to be a lot up in the collective, at least up in my clients, in all my groups, in all of my one-on-one calls. And even in my own life, the healing of the relationship between the feminine and the masculine showing up in our own relationships, our love lives, our dating, our marriages. And what I want to share with you about that is the healing of the wounded patterns in our masculine energy partners is going to really take all of us who carry and hold the feminine archetype more deeply within us. Being a really fierce and full embodiment of the sacred form of the feminine, the sacred feminine or the divine feminine. Basically, if we want our masculine energy partners, whether male or female, because this applies to same-sex relationships as well, if we want our masculine energy partners to come toward us, we have to be aware of how we've tended to pull him or her in the past for eons. And release that tendency. And if we want our masculine energy partners to step up and just show up in the relationship for us and with us, then we have to give them room to do so. We have to create the space and the energetics so that they want to. This is all energy. It's all energy. Anytime you have a relationship that's faltering, where your masculine energy partner is pulling away, where he or she is not showing up the way that you wish or know that they could, where you just feel like you're not connecting or you're wondering why and what's going on, there's an energetics at play. There's something in the energetics that is out of balance, that is out of harmony. Because when these archetypes are out of harmony, then we and our relationships are out of harmony, right? If we want to heal both of the wounds, the wounded feminine and the wounded masculine in our partners, then we have to let them know that it's safe to be here with us. So, in essence, anywhere that your partner is being complacent or not reaching for you or not showing up or not desiring you, or anywhere that they are pushing away or creating walls or blaming or rejecting or any other form of the wounded masculine, any of those wounds, then one of the first ways and fastest ways to heal this is to let them know it's safe to be here with us and to check our own tendency that we have to create narrowness in the energy between us, to create the energy of requirement and judgment in the energy between us and in our relationships. So, this is something I'm working through in yet another layer in my relationship because we've done some of this. I've done some of this work in my relationship, and more is coming up to be shifted and moved more recently. These wounds are really insidious and they're very ancient. They're a very ancient wounding that we've been carrying for a very long time. It runs really deep. It's part of the conditioning that we've all received that has us out of our most natural archetypal energies. And it's obviously impacting our world and it's deeply impacting our relationships and our abilities to have thriving, beautiful, harmonious, sensual, pleasurable relationships that feel fulfilling to both of us, where neither of us feels rejected, neither of us feels pulled on or pushed, and both of us feel free to be our fullest selves, to be our most natural selves, our most natural essences, the one that makes us feel best inside. And these are really ancient and really deep wounds of conditioning, and it's also absolutely possible to shift. Whether your relationship feels like it's doomed to fail, or your love life feels like it's just a non-starter. You keep repeating the same patterns over and over again, or your dating life just feels like it's a never-ending battle somehow. Like, when is it actually going to finally feel good? It's all possible to shift. It's all possible to heal. I've seen it over and over and over again, over and over again in my clients and in my own life. But because this is such a deep wound, and because it's so coming up lately and so deeply asking to be healed right now, I can't tell you how many times, how much of the conversations I'm having with my clients are centering around this, around the pain of our love lives. So I decided, I felt called today to just offer a special flash sale just for this week until end of night Friday. For those of you who want to kind of really just blast this shit out of the water once and for all and heal your love lives. I've literally never created this before. I've never offered this as a bundle before, and I've never offered it at this price point before. And it's going to include my entire Goddess Army online course, not just a taste of it, which I have offered before, the entire course. It's going to also include the Tempt Me, Activate Your Masculine Energy Lover, the 4-week mini course that I just created recently. And it's also going to include a one-on-one call with me, which is one of the ways that you fast track all of this work the most, where you quantum leap the transformation and the transition and the change. And all of that in a bundle for actually less than you'd ever get Goddess Army on its own today. So I'm going to post the link on my profile page. You can also head to www.heather-allison.com/shop, and it's going to be the top product there as well. So grab this before Friday night. If it feels like it's speaking to you, it's going to be up for the rest of the week, and I highly recommend you grab it. This is not something I've ever offered before. I'm not sure if I'm going to offer it again. We'll see. I may offer this every once in a while, but definitely grab it if it's speaking to you. This is one of the most potent things that you can do to shift your love life. I have seen women heal their marriages, save their marriages, heal their relationships. I've seen them call in their loves that finally feel good. They call in the one, call in the love of their lives. I've seen them leave toxic relationships finally and leave patterns of toxic relationships finally. I've seen them get whisked off to the south of France by their new lover after walking away from a super toxic partner that she thought she loved and she thought was going to be the one. Obviously wasn't. I've seen women start having orgasms, start having vaginal orgasms. I've seen them start having more orgasms and just falling in love with themselves more. This stuff is potent. And there's a deep transmission in Tempt Me that I just create too. I was getting high off my own supply when I was creating this course. So feel free to grab it this week if it's speaking to you, and I will see you next time.